We gotta do it in sync, guys. Come on. We practiced this.
God.
We're all going opposite directions.
How are we gonna go to nationals if we can't sway in key? Come on.
Nice.
Okay. Welcome to the Gamers Inn. Come on in, pull up a chair next to the fire. It looks like you've had a long journey. I'm your host, Jocelyn, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Jocelyn. Remember, we can use our hands. That's the last time I'm going to remind us.
I keep forgetting.
It's the last time. After that, mm-mm.
And also, you guys may notice, those who are watching on video, that there are two new ones joining us this week. We have special guests, first of all, Rick Piven of Fanboys Extra Large fame. Hello, Rick. Hey.
How's it going?
Not too bad. How are you tonight?
Peachy. It's a little chilly. But other than that, I'm doing good.
That's good. And we also have Lou Page from Zombies Ate My Podcast and featured writer here at TGI. So how are you this evening, Lou?
Not too bad, surviving earthquakes, but other than that, I'm all right.
Yes, I heard Maine had an earthquake. How was that?
It was a little shock to the system. I got... The whole apartment shook, and I thought somebody drove through the front of the building.
Oof. That's insane. I guess we can move on to what we're playing. I kind of thought you guys would have a little
Sorry, no.
Ryan, where are you?
I apologize. I thought Lou was going to talk more about his harrowing effort to save his wonderful wife.
I didn't feel the earthquake, and I'm probably like... I think I'm like 2 hours away from Lou, and I didn't feel any earthquake, but... Bob, who's not here, did feel the earthquake. He's 2 hours south from me.
They so felt it as far as Boston.
Yeah, it's very strange.
But Lou, you mentioned Lou is a writer on our wonderful website, and you just did a recent post, Lou, and why don't you tell us who actually responded to that post as a comment?
Oh, yeah. I did a little write-up on a game called Doom and Destiny. It's an Xbox Live indie game that I found a couple months back. And it's only a dollar or two. And so I did a little write-up. You can find it on the site. And I actually got a response back from the creator thanking me for the post and the advertisement. And he seemed to enjoy it. Was glad I enjoyed the game. So
that
was
really cool.
Kind of a shock to the system.
I saw that comment come through because I wake up before everybody else because I'm on Atlantic time. And so I saw that email come through, but I was already at work, so I couldn't log in and approve it because I was just like, oh my God, I don't want Lou to see this. I want to just be like, oh, hey, Lou, you should go check your post. So you'd be all surprised by the big, huge, awesome comment. But then you beat me to it, and I was like, damn it.
Lou is a fast guy.
I was at the office and had to do it via my phone. It wasn't easy.
But that is so awesome. I am so proud of you, and that's just fantastic.
He's going up so fast. You mentioned you're so proud of him. I just had to do it. I'm sorry.
That's so true. It's funny, because he's definitely older than me, too.
Yes. I think I might be the oldest one here.
I think you are.
Are we having that conversation? Am I the youngest? I am the youngest.
Yeah,
I think you are.
You know, guys, it's past my bedtime, so good night.
And it's even funny because I probably look the oldest, and I'm not. It's the beard.
All right, so Ryan, what are you playing this week?
What am I playing? Well,
what are you playing?
Okay. Last week we talked about World of Warcraft, and just a quick update. Moved by Terpster's wonderful appearance on her show, I transferred Crassus over to Earthen Ring, which is my main warlock, and yeah, got into AIE. Unfortunately, had to change the wonderful name to my default Merpan, which, I don't know, kind of sucked. Because Crassus was taken. Yeah.
Oh, no!
Well, see, the problem is Crassus is the name that I chose is kind of a take on a character in World of Warcraft. There's actually a dragon wizard thingy named Crassus, but with a K, so I slyly changed it into a C, and nobody noticed.
You're sneaky.
Yeah. So, but I was going to use my Scroll of Resurrection to transfer to Earthen Ring because you transferred to Earthen Ring. So I figured, and it's actually tied to your friend account. So when I went to transfer, it said, oh, you can only transfer to Argent Dawn. I'm like, but my friend isn't even on Argent Dawn.
Is that because that's where I sent it from? Probably.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not a huge deal. I paid for the transfer, and I'm actually going to use the boost to 80 on Rick's WoW server. So I'll get an 85 up there pretty easily. So
that way you can join us in the raiding world.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking I might I'm going to split between the two and kind of, you know, just do Dungeon Finder. Not going to set up any raid schedules or anything, but that's my World of Warcraft. Ricky, are you playing World of Warcraft too, aren't you?
I'm playing a ton. I'm playing a ridiculous amount. When Mist dropped, I decided I didn't want to play my main anymore, and I leveled my alt from 30 to 85 in like 3 weeks. just so I could play Pandaria. Even though I had a character that was at level to play Pandaria, I didn't want to play him anymore.
Well, you know, Jocelyn, you need to talk to Rick, because that seems like you need to...
I am clearly doing it wrong.
It's very easy.
Joel and I have been at, like, kind of between 30, and now we're getting up to 45, but, I mean, God, we've been playing since February, and those are our mains. Like,
If you just fill up your quest log and you're constantly LFG, then you'll just do quests, and every time LFG happens...
She has a question here. Oh, what I thought you wanted a high five.
LFG
I have a question.
That's looking for group. Use that so you can do random dungeons.
Joel's my group, though.
Yeah, well, you and Joel can group, and then when you LFG, it'll find three more people, and you guys will do like a five-person dungeon. And you can gain almost a full level in dungeons, if it's a high level dungeon and there's quests in the dungeon, and you can just blast out levels real quick.
But then, aren't all the people that I play with going to be mad because I suck?
Not necessarily. All depending on what you're doing. If you're DPS, you're fine. If you're healing or tank, then they'll depend on you, and then they'll make fun of you.
Oh no!
That's why I play it all DPS.
Well, that's good because I'm DPS.
Yeah. But that's all I've been pretty much doing in WoW. Just trying to get that character up there.
Yeah. I tried to pick up, speaking of Blizzard, I tried to pick up Diablo 3 again. I guess last week I had a bit of spare time. I think WoW was down, or I can't remember why, but... I think the authenticator wasn't working. So anyways, I tried playing Diablo 3 again. Oh my god, that game is terrible.
Remember we all loved it?
I can't remember why I love it. Like, I sat down to play and I was just like, this is kind of boring. And I was playing, like, Joel and I were playing together, but we were just like, I guess we hadn't played in so long. We were so far out of the story and didn't really know what was going on anymore. And then I was just like, oh, okay. We have to run through this random dungeon and kill a bunch of the same dudes. And then we have to, you know, run all the way back and, you know, just do the same thing over again on the other side. Because it's like, activate the east switch and then activate the west switch. And I'm like, okay, but, you know, it's just the same.
Now, I finished that game once, and then I haven't played it since. And I think I finished it at, like, I was like 28 or something like that. I haven't even tried to get to 60 or tried to do Paragon levels or anything. I just completely lost interest once I knew what the whole story was. I didn't have any need to play it again.
I'm usually so story-oriented, and I still don't know what the whole story is, and I'm just kind of like, meh. I assume the world is saved, because the world is always saved, so.
That's why you get to play Torchlight 2. Way better. Oh. Way better.
It's
spoilers. Yeah.
It's
Rick, you're reading too far.
I'm sorry. I won't go any further. I'm just saying that's what you should play.
Oh, that bit got killed quick. Yeah, Diablo 3, that's interesting because I've been having a hankering to try that again. So you got that for free though, right, Jocelyn?
I did, yeah, because it was part of the annual pass when I signed up. So it was beta access to WoW. Sorry, so it wasn't beta access to Diablo 3. But yeah, it was free digital copy of Diablo 3 as soon as it came out. So
you didn't lose.
There was still a lot of people playing, and there was a lot of buzz, and you know everyone was excited about it. And it was cool, and it was the first time I played Torchlight, so I'd played that kind of dungeon crawler, but it was my first Diablo game, and the cinematics were really great, and the story was really great, but I don't know, it just didn't pull me back in, I guess. Not but I was also killing time. I was killing time to WoW, so I was kind of like half playing Diablo, half being like, "Is my WoW back? Is my WoW back?"
Did you have a day off on like server maintenance or something?
Okay, I'm always off on Tuesdays. I went to play this morning, and the freaking thing was down again. And I was just like, "God damn you, Blizzard! Take a different day."
You need an EU account, I guess.
Yeah, I do. I should. Grr.
Any Europeans out there want to send WoW?
God. Yeah, really. So what else have you been playing, Ryan? Or actually, you know what? I don't care what you've been playing. Lou, what have you been playing?
I want to hear what Lou has to say.
Yes.
I've been playing XCOM Enemy Unknown that just came out, what, a week or two ago?
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I've been so pumped for this game because I played it at PAX, and it looked fantastic. I'm a huge fan of strategy games, and this is kind of the diehard of strategy games. It's a little bit of everything. Squad-based guys that you move in combat, overworld that you have to micromanage to keep aliens from invading the planet. You have to shoot down enemy crafts via command. You're the command center. You have to give commands to the fighter pilot while he's shooting stuff down. It's pretty intense.
I've seen lots of tweets and lots of posts and stuff, and everybody seems to just absolutely love this game. This one and what's the other one that just came out? Dishonored?
Dishonored.
Yeah, everyone seems to be talking about one of the two of them and being like, oh my god, they're so amazing. But every game is amazing for the first 2 weeks.
XCOM is a huge time suck, like Civ 5. I'll spend what I'll go, oh, I'll play for an hour, and next thing you know, my day is gone, so...
So I should probably not get this game right now, then.
No, not at all. Next thing you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, wait, I have to get up at 6. Why am I not going to bed?
Oh, days getting up at 6 are my sleeping in days. For me, it would be like, oh my god, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I have to be at work in 2 hours. Crap.
Ugh, I can't imagine.
Now, in terms of XCOM, Lou, like, you get to name your characters. You get to customize your characters and give them names and stuff. And they do die in brutal ways. You know, aliens will attack them. And, I mean, you can use your imagination from there, just because I actually don't know how people die. But have you what sort of names have you chosen for your characters? Please tell me I have survived the longest, because I know you used my name, right?
No, you were one of the first to go. I'm sorry.
How did I go? Wait, don't... okay, I need to know, because... it'll keep me up at night. How did I die?
I can't remember, but I know I reloaded my save and kept you alive the second time around.
Lou, you rock.
I won't lie. I have been semi-cheating. Every time I lose a major character that I've maxed out their level, I kind of go back to my previous save just to keep them alive a little bit longer.
Neat.
That's how I should have played Mass Effect.
Well, a little different, actually, because Mass Effect auto-saves, whereas XCOM's all save slots, right?
I guess I should probably give you guys a little bit more explanation of what XCOM is. The basic idea is aliens have landed on Earth, and they're abducting people. So the UN has basically put together a group to keep the planet safe, and slowly you have to put satellites in orbit to shoot down, that monitor enemy craft, build fighter planes to shoot them down, and in the meantime, steal alien technology and build weapons for your troops. And then when abductions happen, you send the troops into battle to try and kill aliens or capture aliens and rescue people. It's a little bit of everything.
It sounds like a lot to manage.
It is. It is. There's a tutorial, but the tutorial makes you kill off like half your squad and then rebuild it so that you can see how it's done. So I played through the tutorial, which I recommend because it teaches you all kinds of things you'd never figure out on your own. And then I went, okay, time to start a new game without using the tutorial so I can keep everybody alive this time.
Nice.
And it worked.
There you go. Well, I mean, it's an interesting setup. I mean, it's a grid-based 3D game. So immediately I'm reminded of the Fire Emblem series or probably the more popular Advance Wars series that Nintendo puts out. And but this is, it's got a lot of polish. Like, I kind of went in expecting just like a, here's a map, soldier, I need you to do this. But really, it's like there's a lot of setup. There's like camera pans, and you see your guys like coming out of the ship. And then when you finish a mission, you go back to base, and you can like go to the barracks to tow. I always want to say barracks, which I mean, that was thing. That was way before Obama. Okay. Like way before Obama. But anyways, the barracks, you can go to like talk to your soldiers and then you can like, the demo on Steam is very good. Cause I think it's pretty much the tutorial, right, Lou?
It's a little bit of the tutorial. There's some extra stuff that they do afterwards that you don't see in the demo.
Okay.
Because you have to maintain scientists. By saving certain countries, you get choices. And in the aliens will invade three countries at the same time, and you have to pick which one you're going to help. And right. If you don't pick the right one, other countries will secede from helping you, and you'll lose funding from them.
See, I'm going to apologize. And so you have to, like... Because in the demo, I chose China over America, so...
That's all right. Sorry, I've done guys. That several times. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised that the two screens didn't just go black and we were just two of us again, Ryan.
Well, back to the Canada show. But I didn't see a Canadian soldier in there, so I'm kind of... Have you seen a Canadian soldier yet is what I want to know.
No Canadians, but it doesn't really mark them as Canadian. It sort of marks them as, like, their continent.
But I see that's what bothers me is I've seen soldiers with American flags on their back, and if American flag is like North America, I can't endorse this game. I mean, that's not really fair.
It tends to give me guys that are either American, Russian, or some South American country. So I haven't seen all the flags.
Yeah, I'm just giving you a hard
excuses,
time.
Excuses. There's no Canadians. Just admit it.
Hey, the first country I helped and had put a satellite over was Canada. So,
oh, thanks.
Yay!
Always thinking about us. And you know, like this reminds me of my like thoughts behind like alien abductions movies and apocalypse scenarios in the sense that there was one movie where they specifically mentioned Canada, and I think it was that one with Jake Gyllenhaal where like New York freezes over. Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like a news briefing or like a government briefing, and they're like, it hit Canada pretty hard. It just turned all to ice. And like, basically, like, I don't know why I did
and
that.
And all the Americans in the theater best. Are like,
all of a sudden, Duke
isn't that what
here.
It's like already?
But anyways, like, it showed like North America and Canada is just what you guys think Canada normally is, just a sheet of ice. So we all died first. And I remember when I saw that, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of happy that they thought of us. I'm not happy they killed us all off. I mean, that kind of sucks, but I thought it was kind of funny.
So back to video games.
I'm going to shut up for a bit. How's that sound?
That's actually funny because I was about to ask you about sleepy dogs. I have a feeling that's a typo, but...
It isn't because it relates to how I finally got around to playing it. We all know the Tadpool. And they had their Extra Life event last weekend. And I was popping in and out of Iagobos, however you pronounce that. Sorry, James. I just started calling him James because I don't... Iagobos.
That's easier. I know. His Twitter handle, I'm just like,
Iagogogo. Anyways, I was talking to him, and he was getting sleepy. And I said, you know what, dude? Don't kill yourself over this. He was explaining to me that he had to go... to visit his mother and have dinner somewhere and the next day. And I'm like, dude, just take a nap. I'll cover for you. So around midnight, I took over his stream and we did a vote as to what I was going to play. And I put out a list of games that I had, and I forgot that I had actually purchased and installed Sleeping Dogs. It's actually called Sleeping Dogs. And so I started playing that, and I just jumped in first time I ever played it, and people in the stream were watching us play for a good 3 hours, and all of you have played Grand Theft Auto, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So it's basically Grand Theft Auto in Hong Kong, in the sense that you play a undercover cop who's infiltrating the gangs in Hong Kong, and 3 hours in, and I haven't shot a single bullet, which is kind of, it feels good, you know? to not just be run around gang banging and shit.
Well, it makes sense because Hong Kong has really strict rules on guns, so it would make sense that there wouldn't be a whole lot of guns floating around.
But see, there's strict laws against guns, but there's no strict laws against taking somebody's leg and kicking it in the other way, like breaking their kneecap. It's just the most gruesome takedowns. Like I can. in combat, there's like when you grab a guy, your environment, parts of your environment turn red, and that is basically an interactable object. We actually talked about this on our PAX episode.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing at me for? Did I say something weird? Interactable?
No, I'm just thinking about you with some dude in your arms, like going, okay. Should I bash his face against like the door or the wall or that box over there? And like being like, huh.
Better yet, the air conditioning unit. You grab him, you chuck him in the air conditioning unit, and just bits are flying out. It's so And when you do that, you can visibly see, like, the other people who are fighting you. They're like, oh, God, oh, no, please don't hurt me. And then you go over there and do the same thing to them. So it's pretty brutal, and the whole point of the game, I guess, so far is to infiltrate these gangs as much as possible. And it came out the same day as Darksiders, so it kind of came out in that weird time when everyone was kind of digging for games. But I don't know. It did very well, but... I'm having a lot of fun with it, but honestly, I don't know if I'm going to go back to it anytime soon with all the games out now, but it's just a lot of fun. If you're into open world games, I would for sure recommend it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of going back to old games, Joel and I have actually, well, Joel's been playing and I've been watching Mass Effect, the very first one, because I actually didn't play, I got like halfway through, I think, playing on the PC, but I didn't actually play all the way through. So... Joel picked up the franchise and started playing one, and then now he's made it into two, and I've just been watching it, and like it's like a movie. It's so interesting, and the story's so rich that I'm loving it, even though I'm not sitting there actually playing.
That's probably why you're loving it, because the first one is janky.
Which is so funny, because Joel loves playing the first one. He says, like, the controls are awesome, the UI is awesome, and blah, 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 blah. And he starts playing two, and he's like, oh, I don't like this. I hate this game. This is stupid. How do I know the health of my allies? What's going on?
That's
where's
actually
my little
funny.
Gun icon? And I was like, what?
That's exactly how Joel sounds every time I hear him. Sorry, Joel. I had to do that. It's not true, though. He sounds very different. But that's interesting. So you're strictly playing for the story, which I gotta ask, how far is he in terms of the story?
Well, I now have the entire story.
He beat it.
Oh yeah, he beat it. Yeah, he's on to two now.
Oh right. I thought you just
so
like...
I know the whole story.
Oh great.
But he's only just started two. So no Mass Effect spoilers.
So I was gonna
he's
say
doing
like...
us the huge favor of being our producer right now, so we can't actually spoil the story.
Are you the kind of person who's like watching that movie you've seen 10 times with the person you're showing to the first time, you're like, oh, here's that part where like this huge like, and then like
I'm so trying not to do that, but every once in a while I think I semi-spoil it, because I'm just like, oh yeah, because you know, if you go around this corner then you're gonna
nothing happens.
nothing happens right now.
That dude totally survives the whole thing, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
that DLC character
plot point.
totally integral to the story, don't worry about it.
Exactly.
I am really bad about that. I have a friend who bought Mass Effect 3 and he hasn't even played it yet because I basically spoiled the whole plot for him, so.
But see, Lou, you're, like, immune to spoilers. Like, we were talking about this before, where you don't care about spoilers. We sort of just, like, we can't mention it. Lou hasn't played yet, and it's like, I don't care, spoil it.
Yeah. Even when we talk about TV shows.
Yeah, and I mean...
bring up a show, and he's like, I don't care, just tell me what happens. I'm like, why are you going to watch it?
But some people say that, like, if you know the ending, it can... make you enjoy the game more. There's like studies out there that show that people who had things spoiled for them actually enjoy the movie more or the game more.
Really?
It's some people read books that way. They'll read the ending, like the last chapter of a book, and then start at the beginning.
See, I used to do that, but I'd read the last page. I'd read the last page, and it's like, and Harry Potter lived happily ever after.
Do you read in a high-pitched woman's British voice, too?
Just the ending.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Is there anything else anybody's playing that we want to talk about before we move on to quick news?
I quickly played Walking Dead episode 4.
Oh, right.
And I actually streamed it, too, and I was doing tests. And That's the unfortunate part, is that this one doesn't have... Like, I was kind of hoping to stream it, because in episode 3 and 2, there's some crazy shit that happens that would require or would benefit from having my face up in the top right corner. But I'm playing episode 4, and I'm just like... you know? And Boba Fetish is watching in the chat room, and he's like... He's just, you know, he's commenting, and I'm talking to him. But, like, literally nothing happens that really, you know, goes, oh, what the hell was that? Until, like, the very end, because this is the penultimate episode of a season. So after, on episode 5, that's it for the story arc. So things will end. And I think the reason it kind of dragged is because this one focused on the zombies. There was a bit of human drama, but no, like, in-your-face human drama. It was all background drama, like stuff you were experiencing through people talking to you or video clips or something. So like the zombie, it was all like, you know, oh, run from the zombies, kill that zombie, and then quiet area where you investigate, and then kill the zombies again. So it was kind of, it's the worst episode to say, like, Jocelyn, you should play The Walking Dead, except not 4, because it's totally what you hate about zombie games. Because it's literally a zombie, it's converted into a zombie game, so it's kind of unfortunate. But, and there's even like a more focus on action, whereas as a Telltale game, it was all point and click. Whereas with this one, they've implemented a new like action sequence where you actually have a gun in your hand and it converts to an iron sight like Call of Duty, and you're shooting zombies in the head. So remember when I specifically talked about Walking Dead and I said it's all like point and click adventure, there's no shooting in, you know, in the head? Well, yeah.
Now they're shooting in the head?
Probably because people were complaining that there wasn't enough action, but I agree with you. I much prefer the story base, but... I'm not going to spoil it, but there's this what the fuck moment at the very end where it just happens, and then right after it's like you're forced to do something with your group, and it's like you're blindsided by it. And I had stopped streaming at this point because I needed to take a break. I've been playing for 2 hours, and it's like, when's episode 5 come out? Because I need to know how this is going to end, because the ending is, I'm not going to spoil it. It's weird, and it's totally un-video game-like.
Well, that's good.
I think it's helped by the fact that this is a season, and it's a contained story.
So this is a season, and it's a contained story. Does that mean that there's going to be, like, Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 1 kind of thing? Or is this just, like, Walking Dead? Dead, like, I don't understand the episode or the parts or how that's gonna work.
They've gone on record stating that this is season 1 with a contained story, but there will be further seasons. And I mean, Telltale hasn't spoiled anything in the sense that they haven't said season 2 will deal with a whole separate set of characters. They've just said that it will continue, whether that means taking key characters and moving them over. We don't know, but they have said, well, they'd be stupid not to. I mean, this is probably their first huge success. And at the very end of this episode, you get the payoff of seeing your choices and how they work out, because there's a sequence at the end where you're talking to all your guys and they're like, no, I'm not going to support you. I'm going to wait over at the docks for you to finish your task, because I don't want to go with you. It's not worth my life, kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I see.
So there's that.
Rick or Lou, have either one of you played The Walking Dead video games? Like, I know you guys are both way into zombies, so.
I haven't played episode 4 yet. I've played the other 3, and I liked the other 3, so I'm a little nervous about the 4th one. But I do like that it's its own contained story out of the comic book and out of the TV show. It has almost nothing to do with either of those story arcs, except for the fact that it's a Walking Dead game. Which is pretty cool, because then it doesn't spoil anything from anything else. Like, I think it was episode 1. I mean, it's not a spoiler, but like Glenn is in it, and he's in the comic and he's in the show. But then he goes away to join wherever's going on with the show. So it's cool that it's like, because the show focuses just on that group, the comic focuses on that same group, and this one is another group in the same timeline.
Oh, cool. Oh, so I thought it was all the Walking Dead, the main Walking Dead characters, but this is totally new. Oh.
Totally new characters, new story, and it's cool because it shows something else going on. And I was talking to Ryan right after we both pretty much did episode 3, Hey, Ryan. Pretty much after we both did episode 3, we were just like, we're on Twitter, we're like, that is the most intense video game I think I've ever played. Like, right. The choices you have to make in episode 2 and 3 are just crazy.
Yeah,
they will stress you out.
I don't want to, like,
sweating.
I don't want to, like, shoo you away from the series, because 4 really serves its purpose. It's a, you know, you have your first 3 episodes where they're setting it all up, and then there has to be that dip in order to get to the end.
Right. Like, it's going to have a lull right before the climax.
Yeah, exactly. So, and again, this wouldn't be the episode I used to sell people on. Like, it'd be episode 2. Like, Jocelyn, like, if you can get through episode 1, because I kind of see that being an issue, but 2 and 3 are golden. And if you play those this season just for those first 3 episodes, I think you'd dig it.
Well, I'm planning on a little hinty spoilery thing for later on in the episode, but I'm planning on playing Walking Dead.
Oh,
nice. I mean,
I
was going to say, I've played the first episode, but there is a glitch on my system, and it's a common glitch that people are having problems with. And the next time you load it up, your save file is gone. So I've played through the first episode about 4 times now, and every time I go on to go to the second episode, like a day or 2 later, my save is gone.
What are you playing it on?
My PC.
Really?
Yeah. If you check the forums, it's full of stuff like that. That there's an error that happens on certain systems, and my system happens to be one that happens on.
I'm so glad that didn't happen to me.
How long does it take to play through an episode?
Between probably like 2 and 4 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So not that bad.
And you figure 5 episodes, 2 and 4 hours for like $20. I mean, that's a good size game for $20.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because that's what this season pass costs. The season pass is $20, or you can pay, what is it, $5 for each game?
Like $5. And it ends up being cheaper to just buy the season pass.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
You get like a free episode, pretty much.
Yeah, and there might be deals out there for picking it up on PC. I actually have the first 2 episodes on the PS3, but I haven't booted it up. Not that trying to help Jocelyn in choosing a platform. I don't think we're all playing it on PC. I haven't heard any bad things about the 360 version, but I've been playing with a mouse and keyboard, and I really dig the controls, so that would be my suggestion. Plus, you could probably, like I said, pick it up cheaper there.
Yeah. Point and click's a little easier with the mouse, too, because I played the Back to the Future Telltale game on PS3, and using the joystick to move a cursor around is kind of a pain.
I actually played it with the Xbox 360 controller and didn't have any issues.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Huh.
You plug it right into the PC, and it automatically swaps over all the controls.
Nice.
See, this might influence my decision. My mouse doesn't do the whole click and drag thing anymore. It needs to be replaced. So I don't know. How much clicking and dragging do you have to do in video games?
I don't think there's any clicking
and dragging.
It's
just clicking.
Yeah. Even my clicking's a little meh. I think I've been doing the whole like walk and look thing in WoW a little bit too much and just like mashing on my mouse, and now it's just like, I refuse to click for you anymore, Jocelyn. I'm done.
Steal Joel's mouse.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd never notice. Actually, he probably wouldn't. He uses that little trackpad swipey thingy.
Wouldn't notice. He won't even know. It's not like he's listening.
Fair enough. All right, so that brings us to quick fire news.
Indeed it does. And we'll start off with Halo 4 leaked and Microsoft is swinging the banhammer. Microsoft is being loud and clear. I should have had a hammer. If you're stupid enough to pirate Halo 4 and even stupider to take it online, you will be banned. Even more serious is the fact that it could be their account and console banned from Xbox Live. In related news, be careful on the internet because it is ripe with spoilers. Be prepared. If you have friends that don't care about Halo, you may have to cover your ears and go, la 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 la, please turn off the ending to Halo 3.
Halo 3?
I have flashback. That actually happened to me.
Oh.
It was bad.
Microsoft drops the price of the Xbox 360, but only for the holidays. Microsoft is coming out with a number of new bundles with Kinect's various games and accessories that will set you back $50 less this holiday season. Bundles will be in the $250 to $350 range, with the price differences being based mostly on what hard drive you're getting and if it includes a Kinect sensor or not. I'm not going to lie, if they put out a Kinect sensor bundle with the new Fable game, I might be tempted. In related news, the update to the Xbox's dashboard will be gradually rolling out to customers in the coming weeks. Updates include Xbox Live Video, Kinect Voice Search expanded to new countries, which include the fabulous Canada, and Internet Explorer will be built in.
Beat up Sony Heroes in PlayStation All-Stars Beta. Looking to get a taste of Super Smash Bros. HD? Well, you're in luck. PlayStation Plus owners can go download the beta for PlayStation All-Stars right now. Non-PS Plus subscribers can pick it up on the 23rd of October. And for the three of you that own Vitas, you do not need PS Plus. Just go download the beta from the store. The beta has 6 characters, 2 battlegrounds, and supports crossplay. So get downloading.
Zynga fears cloning of their games, which, although incredibly ironic, has led them to sue former executive Alan Patmore, who used to be the general manager of Cityville at Zynga, which is pretty much a ripoff of SimCity. Apparently, Zynga has found evidence on his old computer of wrongdoing. He allegedly stole 760 internal files from the company before tendering his resignation. He also allegedly took his entire email inbox, including 14 months of communications between himself and other Zynga employees. It's funny that Zynga, of all companies, would be worried that their content will be copied, but maybe what they're actually worried about is that the release of all those emails saying, this is how we steal other people's stuff.
Need for Speed movie casts big name. Breaking Bad star Aaron Paul, who plays Jesse, yeah, magnets, bitch, Pinkman, is the first name to get attached to the movie currently in development. No word on who he'll be playing, but I'm sure driving will be involved. Filming is set to begin next year with a release for February 2014. Here's hoping Aaron will enjoy being in a video game movie, because personally, I think he'd make a great Cole McGrath of Infamous.
More DLC leaks. This time, it's Skyrim's turn. Leaked this week, we have information about Skyrim's next DLC. Bethesda trademarked the name Dragonborn in September, and led a member of the forums to comb through the beta code for patch 1.8, which, so hardcore. In the code, he found clues suggesting a Dragonborn questline, new armor and characters, and, oh yeah, you can ride a dragon. But no big deal, right? They're just rumors, right?
Prey 2 is stuck in limbo. A game that showed well at E3 2011 and got a lot of positive attention from critics has been off the radar for over a year. Most suspect the game has been canceled due to comments made by Bethesda this year and having removed it from their website. However, human head designer Nathan Cheever tweeted that Prey 2 hasn't been officially canceled and specified that it's only in limbo. This is great news for people looking forward to what Nathan describes as cowboys in space.
I love cowboys in space. I love cowboys in space all the time in every way.
I also hear Nathan Fillion is going to be voicing... No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you got me all excited. I was mid-clapping everything.
Well, you mentioned cowboys in space and it's just got to be Nathan Fillion.
It's always Nathan Fillion. So that brings us to our topic of the week, which is why we have asked Lou and Rick to join us, is because we are going to be talking about all of our plans for this weekend's upcoming Extra Life festivities. It is October 20th. It starts at 8:30 a.m. Eastern with Ryan and I doing a short half hour, how are you doing this morning, where's your coffee type update.
It's going to be the most awake we're going to be the entire day.
Yes. I'm planning on sleeping like 16 hours before that, so.
It's a good plan.
So I'm pretty excited about it. We have, so far we've reached 40, are we still at 46% of our goal?
I haven't actually refreshed it since this morning, but when I checked it this morning, we were 46%, which is pretty good.
I think we still are.
Yeah, that's almost $1,000. Our goal is $2,000. And I'm going to beat Jocelyn the punch, but she'll be quick to remind you that she is currently at 169.
Winning! Winning!
The thing is, though, Rick and Lou are both doing much better than I am.
Yeah, aren't you the team captain?
Yeah, No, I'm not the team captain. I'm just the person who jumped the gun in May and created the account.
Sure.
So, I think we need a new team captain.
Hey, I'm just happy that I've gotten $100 so far, because last year I didn't get any of my money until the day of the event. So,
and yeah, I was the same way. I was a late bloomer last year as well, where I got all my donations the day of. Why would I use that phrase? What's wrong with me? Anyways, last year as I was streaming, I got, or it wasn't streaming, last year as I was playing, I got most of my donations, and I did hit my goal. So I'm looking forward to seeing how the stream affects our donations, because when I was watching the Tadpool Tech stuff, they were getting donations as they were going, and I think they did some pretty interesting ideas. They were giving away games to people who donated. They were allowing people who donated to pick the next game they play. It was really interesting and really played off the community that we're watching. So, mm-hmm. But I am sure that we're gonna hit our goal the day of pretty quickly.
I hope so.
We will. And there is still time to join the team. So there are currently 6 of us on the team, I believe.
Yes, there are. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so you can join all the way up until the day of. You got probably like 3 or 4 days. And I was going to mention, this just in, I haven't even added to the docs, but I was talking to a buddy of mine, and we're going to have a vent server for all the people on our team. We can jump
that's
around.
That's in the doc. I can see it right there.
Well, okay. It's on our show notes, but it's
Come
not
on,
in the
that's
extra
been there
work
for
doc.
Like an hour now.
All right, this just in an hour ago. But we'll have it set up with different rooms and stuff. This doesn't really affect – the only way this affects the stream is the sense that if we're all playing Borderlands, we'll be – whoever's streaming will be in the Borderlands room, and you'll be able to hear all the people who are actually playing Borderlands, not just Ryan or Jocelyn or whoever is streaming. So – and without having Skype running in the background, with Skype you hear everything. You know, you'll hear like every cough and twitch, whereas with Vent – you only hear what's meant to be heard, so this is going to be great. And it also allows us to like jump into a room and plan stuff on the fly without having to, you know, do it live on a stream or during a podcast, let's say.
True. So,
because we
that's fantastic. That is actually excellent, Ryan. Thanks for putting that together.
Little hangout spot to keep each other awake.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and that's the other thing.
3 o'clock in the morning, that's when we're all going to start looking at our keyboards like this.
Oh, you should have seen it when I was passing out. I was watching Igobos do it, and he looked really tired. Like, I caught him. Well, he's British time too, right? So he started when the East Coast started. So he'd already been up for 6 hours.
Oh, jeez.
So he was like chugging Red Bulls at 3 p.m. my time. And by the time midnight rolled around, he was just... And, you know, so, yeah, we'll need that support and vent, and we'll come in handy because we can just kind of yell at each other and say, wake up, fool.
I have a support case of Monster.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I got to go. I'm going for a supply run on Friday.
So that's actually – that's an interesting question. What do you got – what will you be consuming on the day? Because there's been kind of 2 schools of thought on this. There's the first school, which is like the junk food school, which is just like – give me sugar, give me Red Bull, give me coffee, just load me up for 24 hours, and then I don't care how hard I crash, like, just keep me going for 24 hours. Then there's the flip side of that, which is like, do the veggies, do the fiber, get the protein, you know, drink water. Ooh, yeah. And who drinks water, really? Like, come on. But anyways, that's the other school of thought. So what camp are you guys in? Junk food or healthy food?
Junk food, definitely. I'm going to be monsters and pizza.
You're describing what I want to do, but I know at like 4 a.m. Where's Ryan? How come he's not on the stream? Oh, he muted his mic and he's gone to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, come on. Domino's pizza and monster drinks? You can just imagine what that'll do
to
your system.
No, no, no.
See, I won't be ordering pizzas.
Oh, you're making pizzas.
Frozen pizzas.
Frozen pizzas.
As bad as ordering pizzas.
Don't throw those up in the air, because that doesn't
work. They'll throw up and crash right on the floor and shatter.
Yeah, I'm planning on ordering. I usually what I do is with Domino's Pizza, I fake a 2-for-1 coupon, and I get delivery and I say, I have a 2-for-1 coupon. And I hope they're not listening. And they come.
They are.
Domino's, if you're listening, I'm sorry, I've cheated
Big
you.
Big Domino's.
So many pizzas. But I just order like 2 extra large pizzas, and that like sets me for the weekend. So with Extra Life, it's going to be like 2 extra large pizzas, and that's going to be my like probably dinner throughout the morning. And I'm like, on our 9 a.m. our 9 a.m. check-in, it's going to be like Ryan eating pizza.
Ryan eating cold pizza. We'll just be like,
cold pizza's badass. It's
stiff and cold. And
all right, quick poll. Who likes cold pizza? Come on, up top. Oh, really? Oh, see?
I only like cold pizza from Pizza Hut. It's weird.
Oh, any God. Other?
Yes.
Man, the grease like gets all up in there.
That's the best part.
It tastes like eating a grease sponge. That's disgusting.
Of course, that's the only pizza place I have up here too. I'm 2 hours away from anything else other than Pizza Hut. So,
see, I'm a dumbass. I know how that feels.
But like frozen pizzas, cooked and then put in the fridge, they're like solid rock pizza. It's not as good.
Delizio Rising Crust is a great frozen pizza, especially like cold. Give it a little nuke in the microwave and you're set.
Mm-hmm. Give it a little nuke.
You know, that's...
Was that the microwaves?
It's the universal, opposite
that's what
of
the inside of the microwave looks like that. We can't see the inside, Canada. But when that happens.
Anyways, food. That's what Lou, what are you going to be eating? You've been quiet.
Well, I'm going to start healthy.
Oh, yeah, see, that's good.
And then I learned from last year. Last year I started out downing a 2-liter of Mountain Dew and...
See, he had a 4 a.m. crash. He had a 4 a.m. crash, right?
And I made it to about an hour to go, maybe half an hour to go, and I couldn't even physically function anymore. My body was just like staying awake. I was holding up on a button and walking into a wall just so I could say I was playing a game.
See, that's the worst part is that we're streaming, so like we can't even fake going to bed.
Yeah.
You know, like we have to – and like that's the scary part is that like has anyone actually stayed up for 24 hours successfully? Yes.
I don't think I've ever actually done – I've done all-nighters, but usually that's because I was in school and being incredibly lazy and so doing things like sleeping till noon and then so having to write a paper and staying up and writing a paper and then going to class at 8 o'clock in the morning to hand it in, but then going right home again. So I don't – that like even though it's an all-nighter, it's not actually like 24 hours straight.
Right.
So – I've never actually been up for 24. Oh, that's a lie. When I went to Europe, I was up for 30 hours straight because I couldn't sleep on the plane. Ooh. So I have, but it's not pleasant.
No. Yeah. I haven't done it since I was a kid. I used to go to my friend's house during like summer vacation, and on the weekends we would do video game marathons. Which was great, like Sega Genesis.
Oh, so
we'd run down to the video store.
You're a veteran.
He's got his extra life beard, right? He's all set to go. I got mine too. Can you see it? Yeah. It's you got to get up right. I need an HD camera. You can't really see it.
We used to go down to like a video rental store. We'd rent like 5 or 6 video games, and then we'd go back and just play them for like the whole weekend without sleep.
Well, there you go. For me, it was bad. Like with Jocelyn, it was in university, and me and my roommates were currently consuming Battlestar Galactica, the new series. And we started it at 8 p.m. We watched it all the way till 10 a.m. the next day. We watched the sunrise as we were making coffee, so we could go watch more Battlestar Galactica. Because you know how you get to the end of a season, and it's like,
nerd.
Oh my God. What? You're calling me a nerd? We're talking about playing video games for 24 hours straight? And Battlestar Galactica trumps playing video games for 24 hours?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, it does. But yeah, so you know how you watch like a season of stuff and then the cliffhanger and it's kind of like, what's going to happen next? Oh, we got to stay up for another 3 hours and watch the intro to the next season. So that was the only time I successfully did it. And with extra life the last couple of years... I would always fall asleep probably around 4 a.m. And every day that we get closer to Extra Life, the more I realize that's not going to happen this year because people are counting on me to be up for 24 hours because I'm helping running a stream and, you know, people are donating and they'll actually be watching me play video games. I don't think anyone's going to actually watch us play for 24 hours.
No,
besides
I don't
know. The six of us because we're all going to be up, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So we're all going to be kind of watching each other and they're like, Ryan just posted a video and he's sleeping. He's doing the speed trick where he has this like loop of video in a backpack. That's not fair. And so like that'll be the sort of like, well, if he gets a nap, I get a nap and just sleep on the J key, you know? I don't know.
So it seems like what's going to be key to keeping us awake, based on your Battlestar Galactic experience, is that we need to be excited about what we're going to play. So what games do we have on deck? We have Torchlight 2. That's going to be first thing in the morning. We're going to play with Swick, who's over on Pacific time. So I don't even know how he's going to do that. But
that's a good question.
Yeah, like he's going to be, apparently he's only available from like 9 a.m. Eastern to like noon. So that's like 6 a.m. his time. But I mean, all right. So we have Torchlight 2 that we're going to be playing. We have Mass Effect 3 multiplayer that we're going to be playing. We've got WoW. We're going to run a dungeon, which will be fun. And you guys can all make fun of me and my noobness, because that's just what's going to happen, and I'm okay with that.
Well, we're doing like a level 14 dungeon, so it's going to be fun. We should do dead mines.
I'm your tank.
What is that supposed to mean? Does that mean you're picking the dungeon? Is that what you mean?
No, that means you're screwed. Oh, come on.
I'm healing. We'll be fine.
Oh, God.
We're all going to die.
So we're going to be running a WoW dungeon. We've got, what else is on deck? Civ 5, hopefully, if the person is around who I'm hoping is going to be around, we might be playing some Civ 5. Also, Walking Dead. I'm going to play Walking Dead while Ryan's playing games, scary games, and yeah, I'm going to have the Walking Dead stream going at the same time, so that's going to be like 3 a.m. kind of thing. What else have you got on deck, Ryan?
We are going to be doing a Zamp run of Left 4 Dead 2. You'll get to watch how badly we suck at that game and how you get to actually, you know how I keep saying, I mean, if you listen to Zamp, you realize that I say this every time, I'm not looking forward to the zombie apocalypse. Well, you'll actually see why, because I die all the time. And when other people die, I'm like, fuck you, I'm going to the helicopter.
Yeah.
So that you actually
happens. So how I
leave all men
time.
Behind all the time.
You know, well, Lou usually wins. I try to leave them behind, and then I end up dying. You know, karma's a bitch and all that. But yeah, so we have that on tap. And then you mentioned Ryan plays scary. We've talked about that before. And
And
that's going to be interesting, because James was telling me about Amnesia and playing it. And he said it's a great way to stay awake. He said you will want to put the lights on and not go to bed. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, actually, I was thinking, because I wanted to pick up Amnesia just to play in general, so I might do that too, because we were talking about having some kind of role-playing game, which apparently would work really well with The Walking Dead, and have our viewers and listeners make the decisions for me. So I think that would be a cool thing to do too, so... What else? I know Lou's got some stuff going on. Lou, you're going to be doing some things outside of our streaming. You're going to be doing more of a retro feel to your gaming on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm going to. I have some stuff I'm going to be booting up. I'm going to be playing some Super Nintendo games. I did that last year. If I feel ambitious, I might do a playthrough of Link to the Past again. That was my big thing last year.
I remember, because that's why I donated, ever. Because I was just like, oh my god, he's doing a Zelda run! I have to donate!
That is the best game ever.
I hadn't finished Link to the Past in years, and so I got like halfway through, and I had people in my chat room coaching me through how to get through the dungeon. I'm like, it's 2 a.m., I don't know what's going on.
I
want
to go to bed!
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's probably key for the later times, like at 3, 4, 5 a.m., is we're going to have to pick games that don't involve much thinking. So do we have something that's just like explosions? Like just the whole premise of the game is just explode the most things?
I don't know if we do. I mean, yeah, like things you're going to want to avoid after midnight or maybe after like 3 is like, wow, it's probably a bad idea, because like that'll put you to sleep, unless you're like in a dungeon or something. But like if you're trying to level like a level 40, like you mentioned being bored playing, and I mentioned doing the leveling content's kind of lame, but yeah, don't do that. It's a bad idea. Explosions, you know, Mass Effect, you could jump back into that. Halo Reach, you could give that a shot.
I think a big thing would be like multiplayer games, because then you're also talking to people too, so true. It's not just you kind of zoning out while playing games.
Yeah, that's key.
No matter what game you play, if you're zoning out, that'll be the death of you.
And that's why we're going to try and have – and that's why I wanted to get this vent server running, is that if you – there'll be a sleepy channel. So if you're feeling sleepy, you can go in there and just talk to each other and be like, yeah, I'm tired, but, I'm, you know, you're playing different games and stuff. And it'll be interesting to kind of – you know, we're a team. We're supposed to be a team. There's friendly, you know, punches going around about charity donations and stuff.
And but, who's winning.
And who's winning. Who constantly is winning and who's catching up and
who's in second. That's all that matters.
I don't think it's you anymore. I thought Lou was second.
I think Lou is second on the chart.
I am second, but I don't know why, because
yeah, I couldn't figure it out either.
Yeah, money-wise, I don't think he's second, which is weird.
Hey, I do have a theory on that. Did you pay for the advanced...
Oh, I do have some cash donations.
Okay.
So that might be why you're ahead. Do you have any cash, or were yours all card?
Mine were all card.
See, mine are cash, so the cash plastic ones are on the website, and the check is in the mail, so I'll probably move up.
That's why you're not up there in the standings. It's because the check is in the mail.
Rick, why'd you give it away? I could have totally used that. Anonymous donor, Brian Murray. Send that in. Now I'm winning. But yeah, we're also talking about playing some. I know Jocelyn doesn't have it, but Borderlands 2.
Yes.
I know Paul mentioned having it, and Rick, you have it.
Yeah.
I actually played that, and it's great because like that's the thing is co-op games is key. Just and you mentioned shooting stuff and all that, like just talking to people and keeping active. Like probably Walking Dead probably isn't a good game to play later in the day. You're probably like right on the edge there playing it from 1 to 3. And we don't have a lot scheduled in the like 3 a.m. to the finish line. And that I think that's probably important because A, we're all going to be so tired and sick of each other. We might just want to like do our own thing and like hang out and vent and just like, Ryan, you still awake? Okay, let's go back. You know? And that's
we
I think that's
how
it's going to
go. That's audio from Left 4 Dead or if that's actually Ryan.
No, like
it sound like zombies. Like,
We will. I remember last year I did Extra Life with a friend and we were on Skype pretty much the entire time. And luckily, he was lucky enough to not be doing Extra Life. So when 3 o'clock rolled around, he's like, I hate to do this to you, dude, but I'm going to bed. And I'm like, you bastard.
And that's then what I Bob's going to do.
Yeah. Bob couldn't be here tonight. He's not doing Extra Life, but he is going to be supporting us in the sense that he'll be playing games with us. And he wants to do scary games with us.
Yeah.
He wants to kind of do like a network thing where we all play Slender Man.
And at the same time?
Yeah,
so we're creeping each other out.
Yeah, and Slender is, I believe, a free game. And
yeah, it is.
So it's no barrier to entry, and I think that might be interesting for, like, after we've gone through it on our own, because, I don't know.
It's a free game, and I guess I watched him play it when he was up here, and you just kind of, like, walk around the woods looking for these notes, and the more notes you find, the creepier the game gets. So if you're like 3 notes in and Bob's 5 notes in and I'm 1 note in, you're going to be screaming, but I'm not at a point yet where I'm scared. So I'm going to start getting freaked out because everyone else is screaming. So,
That sounds like fun.
I kind of want to shut the lights off in here and see how like dark it'll look. And you can actually get a preview of what it'll look like on Saturday, but I'm kind of strapped in. So my headphones.
Yeah. I was just saying.
But
in a pilot's chair.
I'm really looking forward to this.
I'm really looking forward to it, too. We have, outside of our core team, we have a lot of people, like we mentioned last week, that are going to be popping in to come play with us. So, like you said, Bob is going to be popping in. And then we've got Michael Gaines from This Week in Trek. We've got Eric Van Skyhawk from AppSlappy. And we've got a whole bunch of people from our Gamers In community, like Val is going to play with us. My boyfriend Joel is going to be playing with us. So we have a ton of people who are going to be dropping in and playing multiplayer games with us. And you know, they'll have audio and some might have video. And I think it's going to be a fantastic experience. We'll have our chat room running the whole time. And we're going to be streaming on both our Twitch TV account and on here, our Google Live Hangouts. So that'll be fun. Yep. Lou, do you have something to say? Or...
No. Just typing stuff in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Our chat correspondent. Like I'm going to try to put – I was talking to, I think, either Bob or Rick today in the sense that a lot of people have their own streams. Like, there is the Gamers Inn mainstream, but there will be points where Jocelyn's streaming to it and I'm off doing something else, or vice versa. So I think we're both going to have our own Twitch accounts as well. Rick, Bob, and Lou all have one, and I was thinking they will all be linked on the Extra Life page, and I'll also put the embed onto our live page so you can click play on whichever one you want to watch, and then the chat room will be right below.
Well, that's awesome.
I'll try to set it up so you can see it all in, like, you know, without having to scroll all the way down to the chat. But yeah, lots of places to watch, and we will encourage people to use just the Gamers Inn chat so we don't, like, split our community, because I realized another points of this Extra Life thing, people were kind of splitting the community between a bunch of Twitch accounts, and we just want to kind of keep everybody in one place. Yeah. Just so it's all easy.
Agreed.
That'll probably be the easiest way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That answers all of my questions.
Back to you at the front.
There is one last thing that we do have to cover, and that is how people can donate. If they would like to donate to our Extra Life campaign, they can go to bit.ly/TGI Extra Life, all one word. And that will bring you to our main Gamers Inn page, where you can donate to any one of our team members. But we all know who you're going to donate to, because everyone wants to be on the winning team. So
we're pretty good.
Who, we as a team or we as me? Because I know both ways are true.
We as a team, Jocelyn. There's no Jocelyn in team. There's no I in team.
I can't help it. I'm just so competitive. I'm sorry.
Now, are all you guys having your money going to the same hospital? You guys all have different ones?
Ryan and I actually have our money going to the Sick Kids Foundation that's based out of Toronto, Ontario.
That reminds me of something. I tweeted about playing. You mentioned Sick Kids in the hospital. And I actually got a tweet from the social media correspondent from Sick Kids in Toronto. And I sent him our live feed information. He says he's going to check it out on Saturday. So.
Oh, nice. Cool. That's and then fun. I'm not sure. Rick, who are you playing for?
The Barbara Bush Children's Medical Center in Maine Med in Lou's home state. So because there's none in New Hampshire, so I don't have any hospitals around. Aww. And luckily the one that I'm putting money towards, my niece was born there because she was a preemie and they helped her out. So I was like, that works good.
Oh, it's close to your heart then. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it works out pretty good.
What about you, Lou? What hospital are you playing for?
I am the same as Rick.
All right.
Oh, so now it's going to be like Sick Kids versus that hospital in Maine.
Sick Kids versus Bush. Sick Kids.
Yeah, Barbara Bush.
I don't know. Who would win? Barbara Bush or a bunch of Sick Kids? I mean, I'm trying to... How tough was Barbara Bush?
I don't know.
That's an insensitive joke. Don't answer that.
She looked old when she was the first lady.
So
it's true.
Nobody wins.
That is
insensitive. Wow, I apologize.
On that note, you can visit us on the web at www.gamersinpodcast.com, where you can find our live feed, our live chat, and our forums. You can also email the show at info@gamersinpodcast.com. Thank you very much to both of our guests this week. We have Lou Page again from feature writer here at TGI, as well as Zombies Ate My Podcast. Lou, is there anything else you'd like to plug before we go?
Donate to me. I want to win.
You can't let them get away with that, Jocelyn. That is just not acceptable. Just kidding.
Hey,
just kidding.
They can plug whatever they want to plug. And our other guest tonight is Rick Piven of Zombies Ate My Podcast and Fanboys Extra Large Fame. Is there anything else you would like to plug, Rick, before we go?
Well, you can just find all the things that me and Bob do with FXL Network at fxlnetwork.com. We have the Fanboys XL and Super Fanboys 64, which is our video game show.
Competition.
And then always, you know, Zamp, which is fun. with Ryan, Lou, and Bob. It's a good time.
Excellent.
The Canadian.
The sole Canadian on the American podcast.
Yeah.
Who every episode gets made fun of.
I don't blame you. I make fun of him every chance I get to. So you can follow us on Twitter. You can find me, Jocelyn, at GIS Gamer. Ryan is at R. Murphy. And you can follow the show at The Gamers Inn. You can also find the show on Facebook at facebook.com/TheGamersInn. And we are also, obviously, on Google+. Don't forget to leave us an iTunes review, as it's the best way for our show to reach new listeners. Before we go, I just want to give a quick shout out and thank you to my brother Greg, who created our music. You can find him on Twitter at SoundsInfluence. We'd also like to thank Jill Duggan of StarCrossOnline.com, who drew our Twitter avatars and created our logo. You can find him on Twitter at Joel Duggan, or you can read his comic at StarCrossOnline.com. So thanks for staying at the Gamers Inn, and remember to tune in next week.
Bye, everybody.
See you later.
Bye. Everybody wave.
Speaking of talking about games, we should probably start talking to Ryan.
This is why I'm not allowed a soundboard.
Kill-tacular.
This is why we don't need a soundboard.
I totally thought that was a soundboard again. We'll just be Gamers, last name in, and then Google is like, nah, it's not a name.
What are you talking about? I'm pretty sure there's a guy in India named Gamers Inn.
I think it's racist.
What I just said or what Google did?
No, possibly both.
Come June, I'll be able to store squirrels and small birds that I saved from the side of the road and...